Good morning. I would like to welcome you to our third annual Community Day here at the Unitarian Society of Germantown, a day filled with activities for the entire family, both here in the sanctuary and throughout our church building. So in this room, the workshop of Lectio Divina is going to take place as part of our worship service. In Sullivan 3, we have chanting with Kristen Schippler, and in the assembly room, we have yoga with Esther Wise Flum. Now, all of these activities are family activities, so you can either participate with your family, with your children, here in Lectio Divina, or in yoga, or in chanting, and the choice is up to you.
Our chalice is the symbol of our religious faith and traditions. It symbolizes the light of reason, the warmth of community, the torch of justice, and the flame of hope. The words for the chalice lighting are from the Buddha's Last Instruction by Mary Oliver. "Make of yourself a light," said the Buddha before he died. "I think of this every morning as the east begins to tear off its many clouds of darkness to send up the first signal, a white fan streaked with pink, violet, and even green. An old man, he lay down between two solid trees, and he might have said anything, knowing it was his final hour. Around him, the villagers gathered and stretched forward to listen. Even before the sun itself hangs distended in the blue air, I am touched everywhere by its ocean of yellow waves. No doubt, he thought of everything that happened in his difficult life. And then I feel the sun as it blazes over the hills like a million flowers on fire. Clearly, I'm not needed. Yet I find myself turning into something of inexplicable value. Slowly, beneath the branches, he raised his head. 'Make of yourself a light,' said the Buddha before he died."
Joan Javier Duval, our consulting minister last year, led Lectio Divina. I believe it might have been in our worship service, or she had a special program that many people found very meaningful, of Lectio Divina. This is a tradition that goes back, I believe, in all the world's religious traditions. The place that I've learned about it the most are from understanding how Catholics and Quakers have engaged with this over the centuries. And taking a scripture or a poem and having somebody or more than one person read it out loud in the circle, and then letting it stay with your heart and your mind, and allowing it some time to work with you and be with you and whatever happens. So what we're going to do today is we're going to have two different poems which we engage. Both of them we will hear twice, back to back. And then later for our closing words, we're going to get in small groups. And anybody who wants will have a chance to be one of the readers, and we'll do that. We'll do one more sacred reading for our closing. Daniel and I will be partners in this first poem, which is found on your green sheet. So if everybody has that, and part of the tradition is if you want, please read along, if that helps it to come into you better, or you can just close your eyes, or look at the stained glass window, or whatever works for you. And then we're going to take 4 or 5 minutes of silence after Daniel and I read it back to back. We'll have 4 minutes of silence. The same will happen for the second one after Linda and McKinley do it. And if you want to write any notes, and I'm sorry we didn't hand out writing utensils, but if you have anything, if there's something that comes up that you want to write down that comes to your mind, please do. That's a part of the tradition as well. Or just breathe and meditate and let it take you where you go. "Abide with Me" by Carrie Newcomer. "I will bring a cup of water. Here's the best that I can offer. In the dusk of coming night, there is evidence of light. With the pattering of rain, let us now, as if in grace, consider all the ways we heal and how the heart can break. Abide with me where it's breathless and it's empty. Yes, abide with me and we'll pass the evening gently. Stay awake with me and we'll listen more intently to something wordless and remaining. Sure and ever changing in the quietness of now. Let us ponder the unknown, what is hidden and what's whole. And finally, learn to travel at the speed of our own souls. There's a living water, a spirit cutting through, always changing, always bringing all new things. Abide with me where it's breathless and it's empty. Yes, abide with me and we'll pass the evening gently. Stay awake with me and we'll listen more intently to something wordless and remaining, sure and ever changing in the quietness of now. There are things that I cannot prove and still somehow I know. It's like a message in a bottle that some unseen hand has thrown. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to walk alone. I don't know, but I suspect that it will feel like home. Abide with me where it's breathless and it's empty. Yes, abide with me, and we'll pass the evening gently. Stay awake with me, and we'll listen more intently to something wordless and remaining, sure and ever changing in the quietness of now.
Abide with me. I will bring a cup of water. Here's the best I can offer. In the dusk of coming night, there is evidence of light. With the pattering of rain, let us now, as if in grace, consider all the ways we heal and how the heart can break. Abide with me where it's breathless and it's empty. Yes, abide with me, and we'll pass the evening gently. Stay awake with me, and we'll listen more intently to something wordless and remaining, sure and ever-changing in the quietness of now. Let us ponder the unknown, what is hidden and what is whole, and finally learn to travel at the speed of our own souls. There is a living water, a spirit cutting through, always changing, always bringing all things new. Abide with me where it's breathless and it's empty. Yes, abide with me, and we'll pass the evening gently. Stay awake with me, and we'll listen more intently to something wordless and remaining, sure and ever-changing in the quietness of now. There are things I cannot prove, and still somehow I know. It's like a message in a bottle that some unseen hand has thrown. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to walk alone. I don't know, but I suspect that it will feel like home. Abide with me where it is breathless and it's empty. Yes, abide with me, and will pass the evening gently. Stay awake with me, and will listen more intently to something wordless and remaining, sure and ever-changing in the quietness of now.
Ken and I will be reading Inner Landmarks by the Reverend Dr. Howard Thurman. In the long way that we take in our growing up, in the vicissitudes of life by which we are led into its meaning and its mystery, there are established for us, for each one of us, certain landmarks. They represent discoveries, sometimes symbolizing the moment when we become aware of the purpose of our lives. They may establish for us membership in the human frailty. They may be certain words that were spoken into a stillness within us, the sound thereof singing forever through the corridors of our being as landmarks. Yes, each one of us has our own. No communication is possible between people if there is not some mutual recognition of the landmarks.
In the long way that we take, in our growing up, in the vicissitudes of life by which we are led into its meaning and its mystery, there are established for us, for each one of us, certain landmarks. They represent discoveries, sometimes symbolizing the moment when we became aware of the purpose of our lives. They may establish for us our membership in the human frailty. They may be certain words that were spoken into a stillness within us, the sound thereof singing forever through all the corridors of our being as landmarks. Yes, each one of us has our own. No communication between people is possible if there is not some mutual recognition of the landmarks.
Now we're going to gather, for those who wish to participate, we're going to gather in small groups of four, five, or six, and you have your green sheet of paper, and at this time we're going to engage the guest inside you, which is by Kabir, an Afghani Sufi mystic. Why don't we just do groupings like right here? So you can sit in a circle, and we're gonna take turns going around. Each group will read this twice, and each person can read a sentence or two, and then pass. Anybody who doesn't want to read for whatever reason, just say pass, and we'll join together. So why don't you get together in groups of 4 to 6 with folks near you. Whatever works for you, and I want to invite you to take a moment and actually say hi to each other, and do a little hello of names. And then just go ahead whenever you're ready and start reading it in a circle, and we're going to just take a couple minutes.